Hello everyone, it's Jana here at Orgentwen. It's the 1st of June, though you wouldn't know it because it's quite chilly for the season anyway, and an absolutely miserable day, just grey and kind of, you know, spitting it down. At least it's not chucking it down as it was yesterday. Most of my colleagues were complaining. Must have been the right deluge when they tried to get to work in the morning yesterday. They were all complaining of coming out of tube stations and getting absolutely soaked and having to sit there all day in their wet clothes, which can't have been fun. So at least today it's just wet all around. But still, it just doesn't feel like June at all. I've just taken the kids to holiday club. Well, I'm hoping they're going to have a bit more fun because I still need to work today. And I was also hoping to do a few household chores, like hoovering, which is always easier when the kids aren't around. So I'm hoping to get that done. And hopefully they'll have fun just being with other kids and, you know, and they'll get games organised and stuff, even though it would have been a much nicer time, I'm sure, if they'd been able to go out. But I know what the Holiday Club people are like. They just chuck them out, whatever the weather anyway. Apparently yesterday, Henry didn't put his raincoat on though. So I've specifically instructed him today, raincoat, it's raining. And they've got dry supplies and everything. So should be fine. And hopefully they'll have more fun than they would have had at home with me working and going, shh, I'm working. Yes, and then as I said, hopefully I'll get some household things done because they never seem to happen over the weekend. And I've got all day to do that, longer than a school day actually. But they had fun yesterday, so I think all the people who booked a holiday in the sun for this week called it right. Because it's really, because I always find it annoying when you go somewhere on holiday and then the weather would have been quite nice at home anyway. No such luck this time, so yeah. Anybody in the sun is definitely going to have they're having a proper holiday. They're not missing anything here. But it's fine. It's supposed to get warmer at least towards the weekend. And then let's see. But I said I'm not too sad that my flowers are getting a proper soaking. So hopefully, yeah, there'll be lots of growth. I can already see the grass already looks like it needs cutting again. So yeah, for the plants, it's great. I'm not sure what else to report for now. I've been catching up on, I'm trying to catch up on booze, so I'm doing that very slowly, and I've been catching up on podcasts, the Today programme in particular. So it's very much, we had a discussion yesterday at work, who's allowed to work, to vote in the EU referendum and who isn't. Turns out, because most of us are German, we're not allowed to vote. So, we'll see how that goes. But I was catching up on the Today programme and I was quite, I'm usually quite infuriated by the kind of questioning that's going on. But when interviewers have British politicians there, they're usually too polite to say anything. They just carry on trying to make their point. So it was really refreshing. I heard interviews with two Americans yesterday and they're far more direct. So there was a lot of, no, you're not pressing me. You didn't let me answer the question yet. Did you want me to answer this or not? Do you want to talk or do you want me to talk? No, hang on, I wasn't finished yet. There was a lot of that and I just thought, good for them. Really refreshing to hear, because there seems to be a lot of interrupting and I don't know whether the journalists on the Today programme take that for, I don't know, aggressive questioning or aggressive journalism or whatever. It's not. It's just, as a listener, I just find it infuriating that they don't actually let the interviewer make that point yet, apart from the fact that they seem to have some kind of point in mind that they want to push, and there's a lot of leading questions and a lot of where they seem to know what answer they want, and they keep interrupting people trying to steer them towards that point. So the Brits usually end up just giving a completely different answer that doesn't actually match the question, and just sort of like they're putting a wall up. But the Americans were actually saying, well, you're not letting me answer, or, yeah, as I just said. So I quite enjoyed that. So, it's good fun. It's good fun. My boss was saying he's not actually listening to all of it anymore, and it is kind of getting silly on both sides. It's interesting because some school mums I talked to, they were actually saying to me, you know what, I have no idea. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. I'm leaning towards staying in, but I'm not sure because I'm getting all this information. I don't know what's correct, but I don't actually feel that I get any facts. So but I guess nobody has any facts. So there we go. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's June now, so we'll be out of our misery soon. What else? Nope, I think that's all I've got for now. There's something else. There's another boo brewing in my mind, but I might. I'll definitely do that later, and I might bring Simon in for that one. Anyway, thank you ever so much for listening, as usual. And I hope wherever you are, it's a bit sunnier than here. I don't know. I just do find it a bit miserable. I don't want to go out, and I don't really want to do anything. It does affect my mood, this being. So, you know, I'm all right now, but give it a few more hours. And I'll feel a bit more because of this grey sky and a constant rain. Maybe I should put my sad lamp on. There's an idea. Yeah, I could do that. Have a good one. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. I've remembered now what I meant to mention. I'm missing my yoga this week. It's really strange, but I kind of feel like it would be good to do it again now. But this week, because of the holiday, there isn't a lesson. So I'll have to wait until next Wednesday. Good that I'm missing it. I do feel like, I need to do a little bit more. I don't want to do the exercises at home because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing yet. Otherwise, I could just have my own session. But I've been trying to keep my posture the way I've been shown. So, it was certainly a good thing to do. And I look forward to doing it again, even though it was tough. But you know, it was kind of it felt good. It was tough, but it felt good. So, we'll see. Only one more week to go, eh? in the meantime, I'll try to be good and sit properly and stand properly as well. With working, unfortunately, there is a lot of sitting down to do. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm really going now. Having finally remembered what else there was on my mind. So once again, have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now. Well, I've just noticed that it's the start of Audiomo, so hey, this can be my first boo. So that also gives me an incentive to continue with something tomorrow. So there we go. Here's to Audiomo. Day number one. Until tomorrow then, I guess. Bye for now.